This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
What does it mean to be a progressive? It's worth really examining because the definition has been flipped upside down. Being a progressive used to mean that you were anti-war. It used to mean that you were for equal rights, treating all people equally. It used to mean that you were all about tolerance and diversity. Well, what does progressivism mean today? It means that you denounce men as being bad, that you hate men. It means that you hate white people. It means that you advocate war, that you want troops in Syria and troops in the Middle East. So when Trump pulls out the troops, you go insane. You say, no, we got to have more American troops stationed there. That's what the left stands for today. More war. And it used to be that the left was pro-women. Now they're in favor of men, biological men who claim to be women, i.e. transgender women, competing with women in women's sports and beating the snot out of women in wrestling matches and track meets and women's football games, where actual women are being injured and harmed by biological men who are pretending to be women. This is what progressivism now stands for. Progressivism is the most destructive paradigm, ideology that you can imagine. It's self-destructive and it destroys cultures, it destroys nations. You know, progressives used to honor the family. Now they're triggered by the word family. They think that family is a bad word and a bad thing. You can't say family. That's horrible. That triggers them. You know, it used to be that women wanted equal rights. Now they demand that men be punished for being men. Progressivism used to be tolerant. Now it is intolerance and bigotry on the left because they openly talk about how they hate people who are straight, that heterosexuals are bad, that people who are white are born evil. I mean, progressivism now judges people by the color of their skin. And that's the opposite of what it should have been. Progressivism was supposed to be about, well, making progress and saying that you don't judge people by the color of their skin. You judge them by the content of their character, right? But no, not anymore. The left judges people specifically by the color of their skin and proclaims people to be evil if they happen to have the wrong skin color. This is now progressivism. Progressivism is now racism. You know, it used to be that racists were people who hated those of color. Well, the new racists, who are the progressives, are people who hate those who are fair-skinned. They're still judging people by the color of their skin. They're just calling it tolerance. But progressivism has become bigotry. When you look at a leftist, a liberal, an Obama supporter, a Hillary supporter, you're looking at a bigot. They are closed-minded, intolerant bigots. They demand absolute conformity. They demand obedience to their twisted agenda. They demand that you support the physical abuse of women in sports teams as long as men claim to be women. They support that. In a similar fashion, progressive used to be in favor of women owning their own businesses. You know, women own businesses. Today, they don't want anybody to own their own business. They want everything to be a collective, collectivist economy, centrally planned economy, basically communism. They hate women who are entrepreneurs. They hate women who succeed in business because they say, well, the free market is bad. Economics is bad. Now, the progressive left says that, well, there's plenty of money in the world. It's just in the wrong hands. So they need to confiscate that money from people who have earned it and then redistribute the money to those who haven't. So if you're a woman who owns your own business, you are now the enemy of the progressive left. They think that you are bad for succeeding as a woman. How amazing is that? By the way, used to be that being a woman gave you some kind of edge in recruitment or college admissions or maybe getting into med school or getting a job in a local bureaucracy of some kind. You know, they tried to hire more women Now it's all about hiring transgenders and sometimes Muslims. So now, as a woman, you are ignored now because they have to hire someone who claims to be gender fluid, who is a pretend woman. When you're a real woman, you are now punished for being real and not pretending to be someone else. While all these men come in and they pretend to be women, they invade your restrooms and they invade your sports teams, and then they beat the snot out of you on the football field by playing football as a woman, even though they are a biological man with the bone density and the muscle strength and the athleticism of a man. This is progressivism. Progressivism. I mean, think about it now. It's pro-war. Want more wars, more troops stationed in the Middle East. I mean, what happened to the Vietnam era of saying, you know, pull the troops out? Well, that's long gone. You know, progressives used to support free speech. They used to be in favor of civil liberties. They used to say that everybody should have the right to speak, even if you don't agree with them, because it was the left that was saying things against the establishment. Well, now the radical progressive left has become the establishment, and they now say that no one else should be allowed to speak, period. Only us. Only our views are allowed. Anybody who we disagree with must be censored. And they do that. They delete channels on YouTube. They censor channels on Facebook. They shadow ban. They downrank on Google. They use bully tactics to try to silence everybody who doesn't agree with them. This is the new progressivism. It's all about censorship and tyranny. Which, by the way, tells you that their whole argument this entire time for decades that everybody should have free speech. We deserve the right to speak. But that was all bullshit, because as soon as they got into power, they immediately flipped the script and said, well, nobody else has the right to speak except us. We're the new progressives. Yeah. The progressives that hate women. And they call it feminism. The progressives that silence everyone that they don't agree with. And they call it diversity. You know, the leftists, the progressives who hate people for being born white, but they call themselves tolerant. Progressivism, it's a poison. It's a form of mental illness. It's toxic to society in the same way that chemotherapy is toxic to the body. Progressivism is a suicidal ideology, and it is poisoning the minds of, I don't know, how many tens of millions of people in America today. It's sickening. It's dangerous. And trust me, when I tell you the only way progressives are going to be stopped is if we stop them in the 3D world. They have to be stopped. They are, of course, the rise of the next North Korea, the rise of the next far-left fascist regime, the rise of the next communist China. They are communists and authoritarians. And they're going to have to be stopped in the 3D world. What I mean by that is they have to be stopped not online. It has to be done in the physical real world. And if they're not stopped, they will eventually, if they get more power, they will call for mass executions of all their political opponents. They will enslave or murder everyone they don't like, and they will exercise absolute authoritarian control over the entire internet, all TV programming, Netflix programming, Amazon programming, everything. They will control all schools. They will control all of government. They will dominate society with their tyrannical, authoritarian, fascist regime. In fact, they're more than halfway there already. So progressivism is poison. Progressivism has to be stopped, and it has to be stopped in the real world. Not just winning debates online or owning somebody with a tweet. It's got to be stopped in the real world. So probably a day is coming when there's going to be a tipping point. They might try to stage a communist takeover, and they might order the government to go confiscate guns from everybody under a Democrat president. Say, all guns are illegal, turn them in, or we're coming for you. Yeah, well, that's going to be a day that the Civil War is on. Because I don't know about you, but I'm not going to acquiesce to the insane, delusional, mental illness, poison ideology of progressivism. And you shouldn't either. Be prepared to fight it. Be prepared to defeat it. And make sure it stays defeated. forever, because progressivism is always bad for the future of humankind. My name's Mike Adams. You can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Support my mission by shopping at healthrangerstore.com, where we have hundreds of lab-verified superfood products for health, nutrition, living in a awake and aware way without all the health problems that go with other toxic products that people sell. Thank you for your support. And read my website, naturalnews.com. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.